Well, the Red Cross in London is running the evacuation centres for the people who have had to flee that Grenfell Tower building. Penny Sessions is a spokesperson for them. Hello to you, Penny. Are you there, Penny? Can you hear me?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What are you dealing with at the moment, Penny?
So we've expanded the number of volunteers into rest centres. When we arrived here this morning, the first volunteers were here from about 3 a.m, 4 a.m. They were here helping to set up the rest centre with the council, also the NHS have been sending down GPs. We're now at a situation where there are four rest centres, many more volunteers who are down there, and many other community groups. People are opening up churches, mosques, community centres, anything they can do to help. And local people have been bringing down food, water and clothing and things for people all day.
What are people presenting with, and how, in essence, are you going to help them over the next, you know, I guess, hours and days?
There are people who are very concerned about friends and relatives, understandably. We're encouraging people to register themselves as safe and to register any people that they're worried about. It's a very difficult, distressing time for people as they try to track down friends and relatives. We are aware in some cases it has simply been that someone's been in one rest centre rather than another, so it's just tracking people down and putting people back together again, get families together. We did trace a child who'd lost its parents and parents who'd lost a child. We managed to put them back together. And in other cases, it's just people waiting for information. It will take time, and it is a very distressing time.
I can't imagine the relief for the parents, you know, when they're reunited with a child that they thought they'd lost.
Yeah, that was a very much a good news story. And the other things that have been good is seeing just how many people have been trying to help their friends and neighbours and coming out in support of each other. Also, we've had so many doctors who came down today, medics coming down offering their help. We set up an area in the rest centre where people can get medical help. We've made lists of medicines that people needed, people who evacuated obviously very quickly in desperate circumstances without their medical supplies, making sure the pharmacies can supply those and getting people any other help they need.
Hundreds of people were believed to be in that Grenfell Tower block. How many are you trying to help at the moment? Any idea on the number?
The last I saw, I think around 300 to 400 people, I think, have been through the rest centres. And are being supported, and then we're just seeing what the situation will be this evening as when it starts to get dark and people need to find accommodation. The council, I think, are going to find accommodation for people in the tower, and then there is a rest centre available. There will be overnight accommodation available in the rest centres too.
There's a big need, isn't there? There's literally going to be hundreds of people who are without homes.
There will be a lot of people who are out of their homes. To some people, it may be temporary. They may be within the cordon, and it may be that they do not want to go home yet, or it doesn't feel safe to go home yet. But there are many people in the tower block. It's a very dense, packed urban area. There is a lot of people living there, and the council will be working with them to try and find alternative accommodation.
This must be very confronting for volunteers, I suspect, as well. The images that we've seen coming in from that tower block are truly distressing, and some of the people who would have been the eyewitnesses on the ground were those who would have got out. What are you dealing with in terms of psychologically there?
I'm just trying to give people a space to talk if they want to do that, if they're worried about people, just making sure that they feel comfortable, that any practical needs we can take care of can be done. It is a really trying time, and it's our volunteers have just been reacting also to the Borough Market attacks, and recently the Westminster attacks, also the Manchester attacks. So it has been a very pressing time for the voluntary sector.
Indeed it has. And the public, what are they doing to help? I understand there have been drop-off centres with people were coming out, obviously, in their pyjamas from that tower block. People are dropping off clothes, are they?
Yeah, people have been absolutely amazing all day long. People have been coming in, bringing food, water, clothing. Really helpfully, people have brought in supplies of nappies, baby supplies, things like sanitary towels, toothbrushes, toothpaste, the sort of things that people are going to need if they're out of the houses tonight. Really, it's been an incredible response. And just seeing neighbours taking time to check each other okay, and just having time to talk to each other and giving each other a listening ear.
Penny Sessions, appreciate your time. I know you're very busy, a spokesperson for the British Red Cross. Gosh, London's had a hard time, hasn't it? The Westminster attacks, the Borough Market attacks. Now, London's Grenville Tower as well